Vezajim is Bokhu begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Ramas Hilchos Shabbos Laws of Shabbos and the Sefer Zmanim, the book of the designated times, which in this Perek we just continue regarding the halachas of Shabbos, but in the exception of what's called Sakanas Nefashos, when there's danger to a person's life. Ramah begins halacha off regarding the category of what's called a Chayla Shish Bezakana. There's an ill person that is danger to his life. Dechuyehi Shabbos, Eitzel Sakanas Nefashos. Shabbos is pushed away when it comes to the danger of a person's life. Kishar Kol Mitzvahs, like all other mitzvahs, are pushed away in saving a person's life. There's a sick person that is danger to his life. You do all that he needs on Shabbos, based on a professional doctor of that place. Let's say you're not sure. Do you need to desecrate Shabbos for this person's life or not? Let's say you have one doctor saying you have to desecrate Shabbos to save his life. But if one doctor says it's not necessary, it's okay, it'll be okay. You desecrate for this person the Shabbos, because even a doubt regarding a person's life overrides the halacha of Shabbos. Halacha beis. Let's say he was evaluated on the day of Shabbos, yet this guy's going to have life-saving operation, and which requires malachas to be done. And so too, it's going to have to be done for 8 days. We don't say, okay, look, let's wait till the evening. We don't have to desecrate two Shabbos. For 8 days, we have to be doing malachas for him. Let's start tonight and then only have one Shabbos in the 8 days. No. El maschil mahayim shu Shabbos. You start today, which is Shabbos, and mechalom afil mei Shabbos. And you desecrate on it even 100 Shabbos. Kozman shu tzarech v'yesh b'zakon, as long as he needs and there's a danger, even as a doubtful danger, mechalom, we desecrate the Shabbos. Menlikin le'yesaneh, we light for him a lamp, a candle, a mechabim lefan of us in there, and if necessary, we extinguish a light in front of him. V'shechinle, we'll slaughter an animal for him to eat. V'oifin and vashlim, we bake and we cook. V'mechabim lecham, we warm up hot water for him. Bein lashkeis, whether to give him the drink. Bein lechitz gufa, whether to bathe his body. Kol shodav, the rule is, Shabbos agab b'choyl l'shesh v'zikana, when the Shabbos regarding a sick person that is dangerous to his life, hadei k'choyl, it's like a weekday, l'chol advam shutzoch lem, for whatever things that he needs. Halacha gimel. Now, k'sho isim dvaro elu, when you do these malachas for him, in isim isim, we don't have it being done Nachrim, which oftentimes you want to have it be done through a non-Jew, that's only rabbinic prohibition. No, not through a non-Jew, not through minors, not through slaves, not through women. We don't want Shabbos to be light in their eyes, like, okay, you know, you do it. Rather, we do it to the great ones of the Jewish people and their sages. It's forbidden to even delay desecrating the Shabbos for a sick person that is dangerous to his life. Shemaik says in the Pasim Yikra, the mitzvahs are that you should do, the person should do them, that he should live with them, but not die by them. So you learn from there, the judgments of the Torah are not revenge on the world, it's mercy and it's kindness and it's peace in the world. And these heretics that they say, Shazachel Shabbos Vasa, what desecrating Shabbos forbidden. And then the Pasuk says, Nicheskel, Vagaman in the Satlam, and I also gave them chukim leitavim, statues that are not good, Mishpatim leichbehem, and judgments that they will not live by. That's not our Torah. Our Torah is kindness. And if it's to save a person's life, yes, one could be Mechal Shabbos. Halacha Dalt. Now, Cheshish Be'inim, someone has a pain in his eye. And that is, Sheyeh Beshtehen, it's either in both of them, or Be'achasmen, or in one of them, you have Tzir. You have some type of like a gook, or there were tears that were streaming from the eyes because of the great pain. Or there was blood that was dripping out. Or there was like a piercing pain. Or similar types of these illnesses in the eyes. That's included in the category of a sick person that is danger to his life. We desecrate the Shabbos, and we do whatever is needed for the therapy, for the medicinal part of that person. So that if there's a wound, an internal of the person's body, it's called an internal wound. Anywhere from lips and inward, whether it's in his mouth, whether it's in the intestines, whether in his liver, or his spleen, or any other place, whatever's in the cavity of the person, and is a chilashesh v'sakana, is considered a sick person that has danger to his life. You don't have to evaluate if it's dangerous or not. You treat him. It's a very serious illness. They desecrate the Shabbos without evaluation. And the wound that's on the back of the hand, the back, the top of the foot, it's like an internal wound. And again, you don't have to evaluate it. You automatically desecrate the Shabbos. regarding the heat, fever, that's piercing the flesh. It's like an internal wound. Any illness that doctors say that there's danger to a person's life, even if it's totally on the outside in the skin of a person's body, you would desecrate the Shabbos based on their word. Someone swallowed a leech of the waters, type of a creature in that leech that sucks. You heat up hot water for the person on Shabbos, and you do whatever medicinal needs the person has. That leech can be dangerous to a person's life. So if a deranged dog bit him, a mad dog, or one of the reptilian creatures that slide on the earth that could kill. Oh, maybe we're not even sure. Is the venom dangerous? Could it not be lethal? Either way, we do all types of medicinal needs to save him. Regarding a sick person that the doctors evaluated, he has to have one dried fig. Now, so 10 people ran quickly, it's dangerous, he needs this fig. At the same time, they all came running with 10 dried figs. So they're all going to be exempt from doing malach on Shabbos. Even if they didn't all come at the same time, they came one after the other. Even if he was already healed from the first fig, because they all brought it with permission, and they're all exempt. Now, if there was a sick person that needed two dried figs, they only found two dried figs on two different stems, which required two times tearing off from the source, or three figs and one stem. So they cut off the stem, the branch that has three figs, although you only need two, so that we should not increase the malacha of harvest, of cutting, which would be of two of them. Rather, what you do is you cut up one stem, you don't cut up two, if we can minimize the malacha, we're definitely going to do that. Halacha tes. Although, again, you only need two, and that one has three, but again, that's one malacha, that's two. If someone cooked for a sick person on Shabbos, which we said you're allowed to, now the sick person ate, now he has leftovers. The healthy person around over there is forbidden to eat the leftovers, because there is a rending decree, because now, then maybe the people will cook more for the healthy people around. There's a lot of cook for the sick person, might cook more, which is forbidden for the healthy person, so you can't eat because you might end up cooking more for them if they know they could eat. But someone slaughtered for a sick person on Shabbos, the healthy person is allowed to eat from the raw meat because there's no addition over the Kadesh Nix that we should decree Shemiyab B'Shul, they might increase for him. It's one act of Shechita, that's it. You have to do it anyway. And the Chenkez was anything like that, which would not have a Shemiyab B'Shul, would be permitted. Halacha Yud, regarding this Chayla Shem we talk about Chayla Shesh B'Sakana, now regarding Chayla Shem B'Sakana. Sick person that there's no danger to his life. Chayla Shem B'Sakana, Eisen Lekot Tzrachav, you could do whatever he needs, but Al Adi Nachri, through a non-Jew, which is not the same as a Jewish person doing it himself. Ketzer, how so? I'm l'nachri lasses loy v'hu oisa. He tells the non-Jew to do, and he does, let's say, levash loy v'lefa, is to cook for him, or to bake, or l'avir afu m'shos l'shos, or to carry some medicine from one domain to another domain. But ketzer, b'elah, similar types of things. So for a chaylish imbe sakana, amir la'akum, to tell a non-Jew to do is permitted. V'chein k'ichel inov min anachri b'shabes, so to, let's say, he's ill, but it's not danger to his life, but he needs medicine in his eyes, he could have that from a non-Jew on Shabbos, even though there's no danger with it. Now, if he needed certain things that there's no malacha, so then he could even do it through a Jew. If he could live from Malin as Naim B'Shabbos, you could lift up the tendons of the ears on Shabbos, Umalin Unkoli, and you can go ahead and lift up the cartilage that's by the heart, which prevent a person from breathing well, you could return when the person has a fracture, but it's also something like that, which no malacha, mutter, would be permitted even through Yisrael. Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding a woman giving birth. Hayiladis, kishekadas leilad. A woman giving birth, when she's kneeling to give birth, so she's in a state of danger to her life. Machal nasa Shabbos, and never you could desecrate Shabbos for childbirth. Karen l'chachama, miwakam, you could call our midwife from one place to another place. You could cut off the umbilical cord and you tie it that it should not create an injury. And if she needs a lamp to be lit when she's screaming in her the birth pains, madlikin lasaner, like for her candle. Even if she was blind, which obviously she can't see, but since she's settled when she knows that people could see because there's a lamp, even though she doesn't see, we light it then. If she needs, let's say, oil or similar types of things, we bring it for her. Now, whatever we could change, what's called a shinui, which downgrades the malacha, so then we change it when it's being brought. For example, so a friend who's going to bring in the oil should bring it in the vessel that's hanging in her hair, which is not the normal way of carrying. Now, if it's not possible, then she brings it in the normal way. We don't help birth the idolatrous, the non-Jewish woman, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, even for pay. I mean, during the weekday, it's permitted for pay because then it might cause hatred if we don't take it for pay. But on Shabbos, we're not concerned for hatred because the Jewish midwife could say, look, we could only do it for someone who keeps Shabbos. And even if there wouldn't be any chil of Shabbos, any actual desecration of Shabbos. But, because since there's no problem with Eva, so we're not allowed to do it during the weekday, we have to because of Eva, but on Shabbos it won't be Eva, even if it's not chil Shabbos. But we do help to give birth the daughter of a resident convert, which is a Gentile who accepted not to do Avodah Zarah and to fill the other Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, even though he didn't circumcise and didn't immerse himself, so he's not a regular ger. But they help them give birth, and they show Mitzvah Malachis because we were commanded to help them survive, to live, and but Ve'imachal is Shabbos, but you cannot do it if it's going to require any Chil of Shabbos. Halach Yid Gimel, Chaya, a woman who's in childbirth, Mishiyascha Adam Liyashesis, once the blood starts dripping until she gives birth, and after she gives birth until 3 days postnatal, machalas the Shabbos, we desecrate the Shabbos for her. We do whatever she needs. Bein shama whether she says tzricha ne'a needed. Bein shama whether she says in tzricha I don't need it. Now mishleish about shiva from day 3 till day 7. Im amr if she says in tzricha I don't need, so in machalas the Shabbos we don't desecrate the Shabbos. Bein shaske if she's quiet, I mean I don't have to say im amr if she says tzricha ne'a I need something. Shemachalas the Shabbos we desecrate the Shabbos for her. Because she's still in somewhat of a critical situation. From day 7 to day 30, she's like a sick person, but there's no danger to her life. And therefore, even if she says, yes, I need malacha to be done, in Islam malacha, we don't do malacha for her, only through a non-Jew, which we said you could use to do malacha for a chedesh in besakana. You can make a fire for a woman giving birth, even in the summer months, because the cold is very harsh for a woman giving birth, in the cold places. But you cannot just make a bonfire for a sick person to warm themselves up with it. Let's say someone did some bloodletting and they became cold. You're allowed to make a fire on Shabbos for them, even in the summer months, because they get very cold and it's very dangerous to their life. We also bathe the child on Shabbos on the day that they're born, after they cut off the umbilical cord, even if it's with hot water that was heated up on Shabbos, which literally means to say that they salt him, but they put on him like the dust of the myrtle and similar types of herbs to soften his skin, and they wrap him to straighten out his limbs, because it's dangerous for the baby if they don't do these things for him when he's born on Shabbos. They also bathe him before the circumcision, after the circumcision on Shabbos, and also the Yom HaShlishi L'Milah on the third day post-circumcision, even with hot water he would have on Shabbos, because again, it's dangerous. The child's in the critical state in those times. A woman who is sitting on the birthing stool, the mason, she died in childbirth. So Mavin Tzakim Shabbos, we bring a knife on Shabbos, maybe means to carry through a public domain. But curtain is crazy, so we tear open her belly, and we take out the fetus from the womb, because we might find the baby alive. Because the doubt of the life of the baby will override Shabbos. And that's a chiddush, even for the baby, which not even have a prior status of being alive. For that sake, that maybe the baby is alive from its inception, will not be mechal Shabbos. Halacha design continue with this halacha of pikuch nefashas of taking care of a person's life. So mefakin pikuch nefesh b'Shabbos. We'll let it go ahead and take care to save a person's life on Shabbos. Ve'in tzarich lito rishos mebesni. You don't have to take permission from the courts. Chalazars, whoever is swift, Harizim Meshubach, the quicker you are, the more praiseworthy you are. Okay, so also, so Ra Tinik Shadab Liam. He sees on Shabbos a child, a baby falls into the sea. Peiris Mitsudim Aleyu, you let us stretch out a net and take out, even though tzad trapping is a malach on Shabbos, you let us spread out the net and care and save him. Even though he's going to be trapping fish with it, which is a malach on Shabbos, that's permitted. Shama Shataba Tinik Bayam, if he hears that a child is drowned in by the sea. So upagas mitzudu alalos, and so he stretched out his net to take out the child. The hello dog mavad actually doesn't get the child; he only gets the fish itself. But Makum is still exempt from everything. Now niskavan alas dog and meletzis intent was he's going fishing, and he's trying to catch fish. The hello dog mavadinik, and he happens to not only get the fish but to save the child. Then pater he's going to be exempt. Doesn't say pater Makum, he's going to be exempt. And vafalish l'shamash atav, he didn't even hear that the child drowned. Hoyel v'hello tinik im hadogim, since ultimately he took out the child with the fish. Pater is going to be exempt. Halacha yizayin, nofel tinik labar. If a child falls into a pit, so oikachul, you could uproot from the earth, umaleyu, and you could take him out. And that's even if he's fixing steps when he's ripping out the earth, still he's allowed to do that. So to ninal delz b'fnei tinik, let's say the door got locked in front of a child. Shoiva delz matzi, you could break open the door and take out the child. Although when he's breaking the door, he's making it into like certain woods that are fit to do for malacha to do work with it, because shemi boy said tinik b'yamis, because the child might become frightened, locked behind the door, and he's going to die. Or nafla dleika, let's say there's a fire. The yeshem adam shachishin shemi sarv. There's a person over there that they're afraid might get burnt. Mechaba noishu laatzilim in the ash. You're allowed to extinguish the fire to save him from the fire. V'af bishu kibish derech. Although is now by putting out the fire, he's actually making a path. Mesakta mishaskib. It's actually fixing it when he's extinguishing it. Again, all these things are permitted. Chalakoyin lahatzal weber is the first to save. It isn't meshubach. He's the praiseworthy. You don't have to take permission from the courts for anything that is a danger to a person's life. Lochit ches. Mishnah novel of love mapilus. If a building collapses on a person, sapek usham sapek nishem. Not even sure if he's there or he's not there. Mefakel love. You could clear the rubble. Metzul chay. If they find him alive, av pishin esreitzes. Although he was crushed, v'yef sheshav. It's not possible that he's going to survive. Mefakel love. Still, you clear the rubble. Umetzin esul chay yosheshav. And you take him out to survive for those moments, whatever moments he'll have, even though he will never completely recover. Halachitas. Now, let's say they check and they see the person who was crushed under the building, up until his nostrils. And they don't find any breath in his nostrils. They leave him over there. He's already dead. You can't be Mechal Shabbos anymore for the dead person. Let's say there were many people in the building. And they checked and they found the upper ones were dead. They shouldn't say Kvar Meis Ratachtem. That means the lower ones are already dead. No, rather you clear for them all. It's possible when the building collapses that the upper ones will die. And the bottom ones will still be alive. Let's say it was a neighborhood, it was a courtyard where there were non-Jews and Jews. Even if there was one Jew and 1,000 idol worshippers. And the whole building collapsed on them all. In Israel, this apartment building, you clear the whole thing because of that one Jew, because of a halachic concept known as kol kavu, whatever is set. When they're in the stationary, it's like 50-50, no matter what the ratio is. So because of that, at 50-50 odds, you have to do that for the possible Jew. Now, Peirush Echad Mem Lochatz Acheres, let's say one of them from these 1,000 people, let's say, went to another courtyard. B'nafal Avoy Sechatzer, and then that courtyard where he went to collapsed on him, we don't know who it is, Mefakalam, they're also going to clear, because since most of them stayed in their place, so that kavias, that stationary part really remains, because most of them are still there, so it's still the suffix. Because Shemesh Desha Pidesh HaYisrael, maybe that one out of 1,000 who went was the Jew, and the Shema, if they come, maybe the ones remained were the non-Jews, so you have to clear that rubble, maybe being the Jew. However, Alocha Chavalf, Nekru Kulu Mechatzazu, let's say they all left, all the 1,000 people left in this courtyard, Leilech Lechatzachar, they're all visiting, going to the next apartment building, to the next courtyard. Ube'esa Kechasim, now when they all left, Pidesh Echemem, from those, as they're leaving, one of them leaves the crowd that's leaving, when the left, he went to a different courtyard. And the building collapsed on him. You don't know from the 1,000 who left which one it is. There you don't clear the rubble on him. Since they all were uprooted from their place, it's what's called the parish. When they separate, it's not kavur anymore. Then you don't say there's a Jew over here. And whoever separates from them when they're going, the presumption is that called the parish, whatever separated, meruba parish, from the majority separated. So we presume it's from the 999 or whatever 1,000 non-Jews and not the one Jew. In contrast to when it's stationary. The Vigra Livrim Hoya Rebbe Yisrael, the majority were Jews, Apish Nekru Kulam, so even if they all had moved, and one of them separated l'chatz acher to another quarter, but not for l'man pelz, and the building collapsed on him, mefakin, then you can declare it because we go based on the majority, with most were Jews. L'chatz base continues, what happens if a person also to stay alive, but he got lost in the desert? Hamalach b'amid, but someone was going in the desert, but lo yodam masa yom Shabbos, lost track of time, he's lost, doesn't know which day is Shabbos. So what he does is, ma'inim yom shata, so the day that he realized he made a mistake, he starts counting, shisha, 6 days, mekadosh yom shavi. And then the seventh day, from the 6 days that he counts, he sanctifies that at the seventh day. He makes the brachas of the day of Shabbos. Umavdu matzah Shabbos, makes Abdullah on, so to speak, matzah Shabbos, his artificial Shabbos. Now, every single day, and even the day that he makes Kiddush on, he makes Abdullah on, it's his artificial Shabbos. Every single day, including that Shabbos, you only work the amount that he needs to survive, that he doesn't die, meaning he'll be doing malachas, picking from the cactus plant, whatever it is, that he doesn't die. Again, pekuach nefashos. But for us, he's now doing more than what it takes for him to survive, because shekol yom yom, every single day, sabek Shabbos, is maybe Shabbos. So you can't do malacha. Now, but let's say he knows that is the, and the reason why he celebrates that seventh artificial day is just as a way of remembering Shabbos, although it's not necessarily the Shabbos. Now, let's say he knows it's day 8 from when he left. Doesn't remember what day it is, but it's definitely day 8, which is the same day that he left. Because day 1 is whatever day it is, Tuesday, day 8 is going to be Tuesday also. So let's say he knows it's the 15th day from when he left, which is the same thing. Or the same thing, meaning he knows that this is the day, just forgets what day it was, and he knows it's that same day. That day, he's allowed to do whatever malach he wants to do. Why? Because most definitely, he didn't leave with a caravan on Shabbos. So he knows if this is the day 8, so it must have been Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, Friday, whatever day it is, he knows this day, which is the day he left, just a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, for sure it wasn't Shabbos, that day he could do malacha. But all the other days besides for this day, he only can do what he needs to survive, because again, that he might have left on a Friday, and now the next day is Shabbos, or it could have been a Monday, whatever it is, so then the other days he wouldn't be able to do. Look, of Gimel Katin on this theme, regarding Pekuach Nefesh, regarding war, or regarding saving a person. So Goyim Shetzoda Al-Yaris Yisrael. So Gentiles that laid siege to Jewish cities. So it depends. In Baal Eskim moment, if they're coming because they just want to steal, they're coming for monetary reasons. So Eimecha Al-Nas Shabbos, you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. Ve'inoiz Me'em Muhammad, you're not allowed to fight a war with them. But, U'be'er HaSmuchel Esfar, but if it's a city that's by the border, Fe'lebo El Al-Eski Katev Mekash, even if they're coming home for straw and stubble, that's different because then once they breach the border, then the whole country could be susceptible. Then you go out on them with weapons, and you desecrate the Shabbos. Now, however, in any place, even not a border, if they're coming to kill people's lives, or they're literally fighting a war, or they're just laying siege and we don't know why, then we go out against them with weapons, and we desecrate the Shabbos. Every Jewish person that could go and come to assist their brothers in the siege and to save them from the Gentiles on Shabbos, and to forbid them to wait up until after Shabbos. When they save their brothers, they're even allowed to go back after they fought, to go back with their weapons to where their place was on Shabbos. Why is that permitted? Why are you allowed to do Chil Shabbos for when you're coming back? Not to cause them to stumble in the future, because they might hesitate, I'm going to leave Shabbos, I'm not going to get my challenge, I'm not going to come back. If I could come back, so it's not going to prevent the person from going, or want the person to go, and therefore, what's called Hitir Seif in Mishmat Chalas, and they permitted to end because of the beginning. Lachav Dalad, so if there's a ship that's shaking in the waters by the sea, in danger of going under, or you have a city that they're surrounded by a siege, or it's being surrounded by a river that's going to flood it. There's a mitzvah going on Shabbos to save them, however which way a person could save them. Even the individual is being chased from the Gentiles, or because of a snake or a bear, which is chasing after him to kill him. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to save him, even by doing many prohibited activities on Shabbos. Even to make a weapon to save him as much as permitted. We scream regarding them. We do supplications on Shabbos. We can blow the trumpets on them. Lazarus some to assist them. But we don't do bakashas, and we don't scream, ala dever b'Shabbos, we're running a plague on Shabbos. L'chafei, tsaron ala yoros ebdi kachob, mekalei siege to the idol worshippers' cities, shleisha yom kain l'Shabbos, only was 3 days before Shabbos. But v'eisim mamam l'cham b'chol yem b'yem, but once there is a war, you fight the war every single day of Philip Shabbos, even on Shabbos, at shekev shnas until you conquer it. Now, and that's v'av pisha m'chem b'shoshos, and that's even if it was an optional war. Which may pashal mu'alamda from tradition they learned, the pasuk in the Bible that says, ad ridita, till you take it down, which is v'av b'shabbos, to tell us even if it's on Shabbos. Amen. I don't have to say for sure that you fight the war when it's a mitzvah war, which is to conquer Eretz Yisrael, because like kavash Yeshua Yericha, El B'Shabbos, Yeshua only conquered Jericho Yericha, only on the day of Shabbos, because that is permitted.